and my mom, I'm sorry. 50 dub, I even got it tatted on me. So I'm talking there.
Yep. And you're live.
I'll be watching this shit close. Wait, what? I can't do this on my own.
Hey. Hey.
Hey.
Don't you like that? It's like a legitimate lyric. Hey. Hey. Like, I bet hey. He wrote it down. Like, I bet, like half the notebook is just A's. Just a line itself for A. A. And then I'm going to say A again.
Then I'm going to say A. And then I'm going to say, yow.
Yow.
But there's only half of those. Or it's like a quarter.
Yeah.
But there's definitely one on every page.
A.
Yow.
A.
But all he has to do is go over to XXX Estacion, like, take his notebook, and then we good.
Yeah, that's
or at
why
least all his beats.
That's why he killed him. That's why he killed him. You heard it here first, folks, exclusively. Drake killed him.
Drake killed XXX. That's on Drake. You heard it here first, verbose.xyz. Welcome if you are joining us. Definitely glad to be here. Hope you stumbled upon this willingly. And not against your will. That'd be fucked up. Because that would be fucked up. The rap game's sick, man. The rap game is like a... That's a sick world to be in. Like, 300,000. Would that be a diss?
Yeah.
You know?
I would be upset. I'm upset. No, I feel pretty honored. I feel pretty honored if anybody put any amount of money...
For real, like, I mean, maybe a dollar, I'd be a little bit fucked up about it, you know? If it was zero money, I'd be fucked up. But if you spent money to get me murked, more power to you.
Oh, shit.
Wow.
I was just sitting there, like, talking on mute, which is always a fun thing to do.
Oh, yeah, you're not push to talk,
yeah.
Huh?
No.
Or you are push to talk.
Yeah.
Wait.
Just in case, you know, don't want too much background noise. Always worried.
Oh, yeah, no.
So.
I should probably.
What's going down, Mr. Tim Pool supporter? Fucking.
Yeah. Tim Pool. Interesting to see him on Joe Rogan. That was cool. Especially after the Jack Dorsey Club. But, you know, it really begs the question. Is Vice a CIA op?
I would say yes at this point. Like, they were, you know, like, they're on HBO. They're owned by some big fucking news conglomerate. Like, Gavin McInnes is out there acting like he's on the right, but he's really just trying to fucking make the right look stupid.
You think? And then Tim Pool himself actually is a journalist for Vice. He also does. I didn't really know that actually till tonight, but I've only watched his like YouTube channel. Where he just posts him talking about news and things like that. But that does make me think twice, like, Vice. And Gavin McInnes is one of the founders of Vice.
Yeah.
You know, like, he is Vice. Like, he's considered the godfather of hipsterdom.
And Tim Pool's considered the founder of Vice News.
That's so crazy.
When he started, like, recording Occupy Wall Street in, like, 2011.
Interesting. Now that he's covering things on the right, it's like now he's considered that, you know, right wing. He's considered alt right, even though he would consider himself left of center. Bernie supporter. Sounds like someone that would work at Vice for sure.
Yeah, or work at the CIA. Yeah.
Does the CIA have I guess so. Being this, like, kind of provocateur or disruptor of American society. Not necessarily government, but society as a whole and how it relates to one another. Peace isn't really truly good for business. Shake things up, but it gives government a purpose. Maybe, or did I go too far with that?
Yeah, I think you're trying to go deep. I mean, I'm trying to stay shallow. Like, those guys are gay. Yeah, those guys are fucking gay. Gay faggots.
They're more like gay retards, I would say. Gay retards that don't think think that they're gay. They think that they're, you know, they think they're straight Palestine, but they're gay. They're gay Israel. Straight Palestine for life.
Well,
I keep running into Vice shit too, everywhere. Literally, this article today shared in one of in a Discord. Fucking, let's be real. Americans are walking around with dirty anuses.
With dirty anuses. Walking around, what?
Past cleaning habits throughout the world and how rolling chunks of toilet paper just leaves us with dingleberries.
What?
Yep. Vice.
Doing the real stories that matter to people.
Right. Exactly. What was the other one I saw the other day? It was like spending fucking 3 days, or maybe it was 4 days, maybe it was a whole week, just living off of Alex Jones supplements, InfoWars.
Yeah. Someone did this? Someone did this?
Yes. Yeah, this is a Vice. There's a video, bro. You haven't seen this yet?
No.
Oh my goodness. It's amazing. Let me see if I can find it. But yeah, literally he... And I wish he would have really done it justice and dug in, but it was more like shock value, kind of like not shake up the shake and like chug it and get it stuck on your face and shit. I don't know. It was kind of cheesy, but... Would you do that? Would you live off of Alex Jones supplements?
No way. No way. That sounds like a terrible, terrible idea.
Why?
First, it's Alex Jones. You know, like, okay. Like, is it Alex Jones or is it Bill Hicks? Is he, like, giving you mind-altering drugs that they turn you from a comedian into a conspiracy nut? I don't know. Is it possible? I'm asking questions here. You know, I don't know. Maybe I had some supplements. Maybe I didn't. I'm not answering, you know. Probably had some. I probably had a little too many. Fuck.
I think we've all kind of drank a little bit of the Kool-Aid. You know?
Oh, I'm having fucking computer issues. You ever had, like, your keyboard not wanting to work, so then you have to use, like, an alternate keyboard, and it's, like, the gayest, stupid backup keyboard you've ever had in your life?
Yeah. For real. I'm currently in the position where my main keyboard is the gay keyboard, and I don't have a backup. Actually, my backup is PS2 and not USB. And what, oh, how I wish I could plug that in. If I had a converter, I would be using that.
You don't have a converter?
Oh, wait, I have that KVM now. I should just use that for everything. It's got a nice click to use.
And off the top of your head, what does KVM stand for?
Keyboard, video, mouse.
Oh, damn. See? You're on top of it. You're on top of it with your acronyms today.
Not always, though. Yeah. So, getting back to Alex Jones supplements, you know, coming from someone who's ingested a lot of quackery in his day, I wouldn't say that Alex Jones supplements are the most dangerous. I would say that they're the most mundane. And all he's doing is taking your generic supplement X and putting a label on it.
I haven't researched it. Are they like mostly homeopathic? Are they like just like another herbal supplement? Like, what is it?
It's a wide range. It's a wide range. Like, he does a lot of the workout supplements and like weight gainers, you know, definitely jumped on the bone broth kind of thing. Pre-workout stuff like that. And then obviously the weird tincture thing. Like, they're big. Alex Jones does the, you know, kind of the homeopathy thing, or the herbalist thing, where it's like tinctures of things, like super male vitality, right? I bet you if you look at the ingredients of it, it's like ashwagandha and like all these like male enhancing herbs that you could probably go to any, you know, natural food mart, and or a cooperative and pick these up already in form. Also, a big thing he puts out there is iodine, right? This idea that it's the only good halogen, and that in, you know, old school Alex Jones, it was like, prepare for the worst, you know. FEMA camps.
Agenda 21 in the UN is going to take you and take your children.
Exactly. They're going to irradiate you, right? So you're going to need iodine in these, you're going to need iodine in these times where there's too many teratogens in the air that are going to make you turn the friggin' frogs gay. That's too far, sorry. But but had, you know, had some sort of gloom and doom thing going, right? Now it's more like same gloom and doom, but expanded towards, like, the government's dumping things into, you know, dumping pharmaceuticals into oceans. Like, this is affecting groundwater. Like, populations of frogs are turning gay, atrazine being a thing. You know what I mean? Like, so it's expanded into these things, and even the environment affecting you. So the good halogen can remove these teratogens from you is iodine. So one of his big things is iodine. But do I believe that it's actual, like, nascent iodine from crystal form? I don't know about that.
What is all the three of those words? What is nascent in crystal form of iodine?
Nascent iodine. Nascent iodine suggests that it comes from mineral form, so like broken down from rocks, much like, you know, like salt or something like that. You could mine chunks of mineral salt in the same way you can find iodine, right? And then make what they would do is then purify any impurities out of it and then make it into a tincture by diffusing it through alcohol most of the time. So what I mean by crystals is literally that, like, that it's formed from rock or formation that you would mine, essentially. Whereas you go to, like, Sprouts or something like that. God damn it, I'm trying not to name drop, but whatever. Fucking, you go to some, like, grocery store and you pick up a bottle of iodine. 9 times out of 10, it's going to be made from, like, seaweed or kelp. Which, whatever, it's more iodine than you would be taking in normally, and if you're in a situation where you are exposed to more radiation, or you believe the quackery that it's going to protect you in some way, then by all means. It's when you like, overdose on iodine that things can become a problem, right?
But, I mean, like, the whole idea with iodine, like during when, like, the bomb scare and you know, the Cold War, is that you need to, you know, fill your thyroid with like iodine before it gets radiated, or, you know, after it's radiated, it's trying to push the radiated iodine molecules out and put clean iodine or something like that. I mean, I could Google it, but that sounds like a lot of effort.
Interesting. There's correlations between IQ and iodine, like using iodine.
Whoa, you sound like a transformer.
Transformers, or the meets the eye.
Whoa, that was awesome. That was perfect. Wow.
Maybe I should reconnect. Or I can find a cable.
Or yeah, maybe. Transformers, yeah. Robots, and this guy's. Oh, wow, that was a pretty good, clear. That was good.
Okay, give me a second. I'll be right back.
Yeah, maybe you just need to be closer to your AP, you know.
No, the wireless here sucks. I love my router. I rock that Microtik SFP port. Upwards of 1 gig only, but whatever. 8 ports. 10 ports. 5 of which are gigabit, 5 of which are fast Ethernet, and also has 1 PoE. Love it. But for all its goodness, the wireless absolutely sucks. So don't get that shit. Especially if you're all about wireless. Okay, BRB.
BRB. Okay, so I guess with Miles gone, it's a good moment to promote ValhallaGameplays.info if you want to go sit around and play Doom and, like, feel like a loser from 1996, that's the place to be. It's always a good time. I recommend it.
Baking soda! I've got baking soda! Alright,
there you are, baking soda man. Yeah, I was trying to tell everybody to go play Doom, you know, so you can feel like a loser from 1996. I mean, and that's not meant in an insulting way. Like, in 96, you know, like, people with computers and playing video games, they were dorky. Same people who read comic books, you know, before it became, you know, a multi-million dollar movie campaign with fucking movie stars.
The
and
Rock.
And hot ass.
With The Rock. And the new games are badass, too. But or you could be a gay retard reject and play Minecraft and let the autism fill your mind. And I mean that in a great way, because the amazingness of Redstone just challenges and boggles the mind. I love it. Am I sounding better or no? My shit sucks.
Yeah, you're no longer a Transformer. It's pretty good.
I've transcended the former.
Yeah, transcended the former. Now you're the latter. Trans latter. Or you're transgender. Maybe you're transgender. That's possible.
Trans latter, though. Would that be like otherkins within the furry realm? Or is that like transhumanism? Like cyborg?
I know, it's the answer, the opposite of Transformer, you know? It's a trans...
Trans-laddered. Right.
There's former and ladder. That's it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, word.
Yeah.
There's only two trans. Transformer and trans-ladder.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah. I would consider, like, Twitch to be trans-ladder. Like, it sucks. I hate this platform. I hate everything it has. I hope it dies in a fire. No, I just really hope that's the clip that gets pulled, you know, when they close the channel.
Oh, yeah. Same. But do you believe that, though? Do you hate Twitch?
I don't know. I mean, that... I want to. I really want to. I want to.
I mean, I can't really hate... I don't know. Is this a hate the play? Is this the exception to the rule of hate the players and not the game?
That okay, maybe it is. I should just hate the players. Because have you ever watched a Ninja stream? Like, have you seen that level of autism?
No, dude. No, bro. Like, I avoid most things Fortnite other than playing it every once in a while. Like, I don't read anything about Fortnite or watch any fucking videos about that shit. And I've played it maybe 10 times in my life, and it's semi-enjoyable. And the concept's been ripped off, and it's been then ripped off. On and on and on. Like, you can't fucking play a game without, like, fucking survival, Hunger Games fucking Battle Royale shit. You know what I mean? But, yeah. Like, I've never... The only time that I've seen fucking Ninja was on that bullshit YouTube Rewind video for 2018.
Well, was it 2018? You're a lucky man. Like...
Okay.
It's definitely the reason, like, Twitch died in a fire. Like, whoever, like... promoted that guy to the point he's at in his life. Just kill yourself.
You heard it here first.
Like, whoever raised Hitler, you know, like, you bitch, just kill yourself.
Right? Do you go back in time and kill baby Hitler?
Maybe. I mean, I don't know. I mean, what if he was the lesser of evils? What if people have already gone back in time and that was the best choice? Maybe, like, you know, like some, like, Bob Smith, like, he fucking murdered millions of people, you know? Like, Hitler was the low end, you know? What if that was the truth?
Well, it could be that, or, like, the code of honor between time travelers. You don't fuck with time.
Yeah. I mean, when I went back in time, you know, I was just like...
You were fucking stepping on, like, protozoa and shit.
Yeah, and, like, that's why the world is all, like, kind of retarded. Everyone feels it now. They're like, damn, this shit just doesn't work right. My bad. Sorry, guys.
I thought that was DARPA. That was you, bro?
Yeah.
Or what's those fucking crazy, God, what the fuck are they? Those spinny fast things, I think they're made by CERN, or it's called CERN or whatever. It's like a nuclear molecular reactor, where they're like opening up wormholes and shit. Am I talking Alex Jones gibberish right now?
No. Hyperloop thing. They smash atoms into each other, look for quarks and pieces, makes little mini black holes and shit. Yeah.
Whoa. That's awesome.
I'm not going to Google because, again, effort. Psh.
Yeah, fuck all that right. Shit. We don't come prepared to this shit. Give me a break.
Yeah.
We're like, winging it top of our heads.
Yeah, hopefully someone will show up in chat eventually and just correct me every time I'm wrong. That would be my goal in life.
Yeah, same. Same, dude. That's all, I think that's the goal here, right? You start a conversation and people join in and call bullshit. It's no fun when everyone just believes you.
Yeah, I'm probably just going to lie on purpose now. Oh wait, I already
Could you
said
imagine
Jim.
being that guy where like everybody believes everything you say?
I think that's happening to me in life right now. That's
I don't believe you.
good. It's positive.
Fuck. Maybe you are that guy.
I'm just that guy.
You're
Ah.
that guy.
Shit. I think we need a video around here. We need a video. I need something. I need to make you watch something.
Oh, right. Yes, entertain us. What do you got going on here?
I don't know. What kind of videos would do you usually watch? What is your go-to? Are you looking for like
Bro, lately
decapitations? Are you looking for
lately it's
just
been like
offensive?
lately it's been music, bro, but it's been really shitty music. Like I'll listen to the radio and just the most horrible thing that you'll hear on the radio, I just look it up on YouTube. And I love it. Let me see if I'll share one with you. It's horrible. But I've created myself a new playlist on YouTube called Hip Hop Masochism. I have one on the Valhalla Gameplays page that's Pop Masochism. And this one's, oh my god, this one's juicy. It starts off with Nicki Minaj Super Bass. I'd never heard that song before. It is so horrible.
Sounds like just a bad thing.
But Fetty, have you heard that song Fetty Wap My Way?
No.
No? Oh my god, it's so bad.
Okay, I'm gonna give you a link.
Hold it.
I want you to watch it, and I want you to let me know, how you feel while watching this.
Okay, hold up. Let me give this to you real quick. Wait, and let me stop this, because it's about to hit my ear holes like hard, bro. Wait, this World Star? World Star. A what? The Christina piercing, bro. Oh my god, what the fuck? Dude, what the? No. I just did. Nothing to it. Oh my god, dude. Could you? Oh my god, bro. She just got her straight up clit pierced, my dude.
I mean, I don't know if I would call it a clit. Like it's way too high. I'm confused by the anatomy of her vagina. I'm confused by it. It's very beefy. It's very a compact Arby sandwich going on here. But
Yeah?
it's
See.
but I don't
Okay,
feel
yeah. Yeah, I feel you on the compact Arby sandwich, bro.
it.
She didn't even flinch. This
No.
guy fucking pierces vagina. Hold on, I gotta pause it on here. Here we go. Right there. Perfect.
Yeah, maybe
Bro,
we'll
but
zoom
like.
in. Maybe take a screenshot,
I know, right here. Hold on, let me full screen this. So, this is definitely Black Girl Vagina. Shout out to my Black Girl Vaginas. Bro, it's like the lip goes around top, but when he pierced it, it's like he flipped it inside out, bro. So like the ring holds it there. It's like a fucking belly button ring at the top of the vagina.
Yeah, like it comes out like above where the vagina like starts, right?
Right?
Like
It's.
it's a weird piercing. It's a weird it's not, I don't know, is it a clit piercing? Is it a top of
It's almost
vagina
like.
piercing? I don't know what it is.
Right?
Is it something new the humans haven't seen before?
It's something new humans haven't seen before.
Like all African tribes never tried this, never tried to pierce the top of a vagina.
Right? But it makes the chick look like almost like, it's a vagina foreskin. You feel me? Like, instead of there being lips on either side and it's like oystered out, it's like it's all the way around it, encasing the already protruding Arby's. That's like. But it's like. Bro, oh dude, now that I'm staring at it, if you look at it and like kind of look upside down with your head, it's like a face.
Like a
It's like a
face.
hat.
It's like staring at
Yeah.
you into your soul.
Right, but upside down, like
Yeah.
if it's trying to 69 me.
Like it's showing you all the horrible things that are in the world that happen to it.
I've
God.
like I live in constant pain as I am pounded. Dude. Okay, now Would you fuck that?
I would have to take a hard pass. Like, nah. That there's something wrong there. You should probably see a doctor.
Dude, you got a good, like, inch and a half of, like, cheeseburger hanging, too. You know, it makes a crease in the leg. Like, the more I look at this pussy, I'm like, what the fuck? But I'll tell you something. I almost need to back up this video. I'm not going to, because I don't care that much, but I almost need to back up this video to see the vagina before it was pierced. Okay? Because that, when he pierced through, that was weird. It was like he flipped something, and then now it's like a belly button ring at the fucking vagina. I'm not really disturbed right now, but I'm going to give you my honest thoughts. Like, probably, if it wasn't pierced, I would fuck it. But probably not, because, like, if it still had the lips that go all the, that circumvent the vagina, you know? Like, you know, like, it's gonna, like, it's gonna suck you in, kind of. You know? I don't know.
This is some in-depth anatomy discussion here on Verbose. This is very verbose. It's a verbose discussion on Verbose. Wow.
The verbosity of vaginal flaps.
Yes. Yes, very.
Dude, imagine if this chick queefed, like, hard. It'd be like, fucking, bleh. See that shit?
It'd sound like an air horn being played through an Arby sandwich.
Fuck! Like an air horn through an Arby sandwich. We call this one the Christine? Is that what they said?
Yep.
Like, who the fuck is that hoe? Yep. Damn.
Verbal copyright, patent pending. Good God.
Oh my God, DTM. High horse clam tram. I don't know if I've ever heard that one. That's good. Shout out to my boy DTM, aka Big Ounce, aka Dantos the Mutilator.
DTMLR, what? DTMRLZ? Down to Munch Real Lesbians?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Cool.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. You actually deciphered his name. Wow, amazing. Amazing.
So
I couldn't have done it.
Yeah, I so. Now it's time for the next video, okay? Let's see.
Shit, what do you got for me?
Boom. Ready? Go.
All right. I'm hitting this. God. What's happening? World Star.
Oh. What's going to happen?
Oh, my. Is this Harambe 2.0?
It could be. This could be the Pandambe.
Dude, panda, right? We're seeing a panda here, and it's a baby grabbing onto this broomstick or something.
Yeah. But the more important question, does that panda have broads in Atlanta?
Why does he look like a panda? Because it is a panda.
Twisted dope leaning in the Fanta.
Better forget that hat. This could have been Harambe 2.0, but you know what they did?
Yeah.
They had shorter walls.
Shorter
Good
walls.
Good on you, Asia.
But, I mean, who tried to use a stick? I mean, I guess if you can't see this, it's a little Chinese girl. She's fallen into, like, a panda enclosure at a zoo. Fucking pandas are going to eat her. And, like, there's a cop, like, with, like, a normal stick, like a big-ass broomstick. He's like, hold on to it like you're some kind of gymnast with, like, fucking army man strength. They're like,
Right? The girl's, like, what, 3 or 4?
Yeah, maybe. I wish that panda ate her, though. I kind of do.
I mean, I feel that was injustice, you know what I mean? If Harambe got it, why not the pandas? And the fucking pandas are way more vicious.
Yeah, they're a bear. What the fuck? Harambe is, like, almost human.
Exactly, bro.
Dicks out exactly. For Harambe. Dicks out.
Dicks out for Harambe all day. Day. Dead memes never die. And neither will Harambe. The Harambe flambe. That's what you use to burn furries. You got any furry videos? Everyone's already seen that ICP furry video.
Yeah. Did you think that, you know, he ever got his money back for being ripped off for this shitty furry suit for his daughter?
I almost want to bet no.
Like, I wonder. Sometimes it keeps me up at night wondering, you know.
Bro, he didn't get his money back on that shit. He was like, Snake Busters! But it's a Chinese company that doesn't give a fuck about you, and you had to get that through DHL, because you probably don't have a broker. So they could just walk away from your shit like, fuck you, bitch, do business with me again. No? Okay, we got people all around the world that will. We'll scam the next one. Next!
Next.
Shout out to Alibaba, Alibaba Express.
So I guess the question is, if there's a video of the guy from ICP's daughter making furry porn, would you watch it?
No.
Absolutely.
But you watch other furry porn, that's what you're telling me?
That's exactly right. I will not watch any furry porn. Whatsoever. That's what furries do. And what do we do with the furries? Harambe flambe, my dude.
Harambe.
Dicks out for Harambe.
Oh, dead memes. Such enjoyable.
Wakanda Knuckles.
Do you know the way? I'm not going to use the accent, because I know the way.
I know the way of the devil.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess I need to get you more videos.
That's what I'm waiting for here. I could just listen to this, If you wanna go my way! Fucking Fetty Wap. That one's amazing. And then you've already heard Lil Uzi Vert do, EXO Tour Life, I think is how you do it.
Nope.
Nope. Okay.
But.
I don't know.
But we can
say that song. You hate that song.
That was sick. That was lit, fam. That was dope lit, fam.
Thank you. Oh, what the fuck is this? Oh, I didn't even hit enter on this shit, did I? That's what happened. Is this fucking Mike Tyson, my dude?
Mike Tyson with like the world's longest blunt. Like it's like
oh my fuck, click. Nah. Impossible.
As big as his tiger's dick.
True story. Oh my god. Mike Tyson, man. You watched that Joe Rogan podcast, right?
I can say I did. If it makes
you watched, you watched enough to know, right?
No. Maybe I watched some highlights. What do you want to get at?
I'm more getting at like Mike Tyson's mental state. Was he just high, or is he like losing it a bit?
I mean, I think he always kind of lost it a bit, but like he knows like now, like he's like sensitive and high all the time, and sensitive about him being a criminal who beats women and you know like threatens to murder people.
Do you think he beat women?
Yeah. He went to prison for it, didn't he?
Mm-hmm. He didn't go to prison for that.
What did he go to prison for?
Mostly drug charges. But, wait, am I thinking about... I'm thinking about the rape. He was accused of rape. My bad. Did he? Was he?
I don't know enough about Mike Tyson.
Yeah, dude, you gotta watch that Undisputed, enough. The Undisputed Truth, man. He himself gives this oratory of like his whole life experience. He talks about the rape allegations and like forcing that chick to like sleep with him or whatever, and says like she's straight up crazy. Like that's not how it went down. A lot of things went down, and these are the things that went down. But that is something that didn't go down. You know, like. He definitely, like, laid his guts out for a lot of things. And I gotta respect Mike Tyson for that. And I feel like, at this point, he's just kind of an open book. But seeing him on Rogan just, like, straight up, like, promoting DMT, you know? It leads me back. Is fucking Mike Tyson a CIA plant? Did they get him, too?
I mean, he has been diagnosed with bipolar. That's what Wikipedia tells me. He also supported Donald Trump in 2015.
Makes sense. They're both big money makers. I bet they both own tigers.
And they might be both bipolar? Just kidding.
I don't know. I don't want to diagnose either of them, really, okay. But Tyson.
But Tyson was a beast and a great champion, an athlete of beating people with his fists.
Dude, but like, that was the crazy thing, hearing about in Joe Rogan's podcast, the idea of like how he was trained, kind of like how he was almost like brainwashed into being a fighter, you know, at an early age. Like, they just saw his body type, and at like 16, he's like wrecking mother. That's got to be a crazy place to be. Like, you're a dangerous animal. Kill, kill, kill.
Yeah, I was new, you know, when I was growing up, that I was just gonna fuck people up, fuck people in the face. Yeah. See, it'd be cool if Mike Tyson had a voice like that, but he has like a lisp, and it's like really high.
Yeah, I'm the baddest man on the planet. I'ma fuck your face up.
Yeah. That's a pretty good impression. I liked it.
Yeah,
guys.
Oh my god. What was that cartoon he was on?
Mike Tyson Mysteries or something. He had his own cartoon for a while. It was a kind of demented, kind of Adult Swimmy.
Crazy. Guy's an icon.
Fucking Tyson.
Would you do DMT with Mike Tyson?
No. I don't think I'd want to like hang out in the same room with him for that long.
Really?
No.
I don't know, if I can handle my name Jeff, I'm pretty sure I can handle Mike Tyson.
I mean, if I'm, like, stuck in a room with Mike Tyson, it means we're probably in, like, a mental institution together.
Bro, my worst case scenario is mental institution, but if Mike Tyson was there, that would be legit. Like, it would be, like, the icing on the shit turd. It would still suck, but it would look pretty, I guess. I don't know. Wrinkles and shit. Bitches ain't shit but tricks and hoes.
Yeah.
Verbose.xyz. We hear every week, folks. Wednesdays. Yeah. Amazing.
Sorry about that. Sorry to punish everybody in the world out there. Wasted.
Well, the feeling is mutual, I'm sure. Come join in. Be a part of the retardania? The verbosity of retardania. Verbose.xyz. And definitely do not check out that website. Oh shit, just as fucking we say that, DTM's all like, your website is dank.
Oh no. It's all about that unicorn. It's all about that unicorn. Down with the corns.
Bro, fucking, would you eat a unicorn?
Would I eat a unicorn? Yeah?
Yeah,
I would definitely eat a unicorn.
Yeah.
I bet it tastes great.
Do you think unicorn tastes like horse?
I bet it's very similar to horse.
Right on. Hell yeah. Did you know all unicorns are gay?
No. And I would refute that statement. All unicorns are not gay. How are more unicorns made if all unicorns are gay?
Exactly. Exactly. Unicorns are gay. They could never repopulate themselves, hence why they don't exist. Because unicorns are gay.
Unicorns are not gay.
I'm sorry, bro.
Just because they're rainbow doesn't mean they're gay.
No, because they're extinct, they are gay. It's just how it happened, bro.
No.
Prove me wrong.
You just gotta believe. You just gotta believe. It's like Santa Claus and all those other things.
Do you believe in Santa Claus?
Jesus, Santa Claus, same thing.
Do you believe in Jesus?
Same thing. Unicorn, Jesus, Santa Claus. Yeah.
I believe in God.
Yeah, I'm a magical creature surrounded by magical creatures. Prove me wrong.
Fuck. I can't, bro. For once, we're like seeing eye to eye.
Yeah.
Like we are celestial souls swimming in the same primordial ooze.
Yeah, you may call me Muhammad, and you may say Allah Akbar. So.
And you can call me Ishmael, and you can address me by saying V'chaim.
V'chaim.
That'd be awesome if I was Jewish and you were Muslim.
Yeah, we'd probably get some views then.
Right? A verbose amount of views.
Verbosity amount of views.
Verbosity of views. Oh, hey! So, I wanted to talk a little bit about... I wanted to do a little plug out there. If anyone's watching this. Mid-February. If you're into shitcoins like me, because I love shitcoins. They're my fave. And the reason I love them is because they're easily attainable. And still through CPU money. But the one I'm fucking with right now is Turtle Coin. And what got me is I go through this pool called Hash Vault. And I've been mining Aeon through it for, God, close to a year, I guess. That's fucking weird to think. Is that true? Is that true? Am I off on that? Maybe 6 months?
Maybe at least 10 months.
Okay, yeah, word. So like 10 months steady mining some Aeon. I don't have much of it. But it was fun to figure out and kind of got me into the process. Well, this new coin came along called Turtle, and it shared the same algorithm as Aeon, so the pool coupled it with it. So you had a chance of winning or mining both Aeon and Turtle Coin. And I noticed the algorithm was, even for low hash, I was getting a lot of these coins, right? And it looks so awesome when you get all these coins, even though they ain't worth shit, 'cause shit coins. Like, wow, I have 6,000 coins after one night. And I'm mining two coins at once, right? So they hooked me on that. And then so I think it was last week, they had a soft fork in the project. And they moved from Kryptonite Light V7 to their own algorithm called Kryptonite Pico... Kryptonite Light Pico Turtle. That's how you would enter it. Pico/Turtle. That's how you would enter it in your miners if you want to update that shit. Look up on their GitHub, whatever. But once I switched to that, and on CPU, for CPU mining, it was like the algorithm almost... my hashing power almost doubled for that algorithm. It was... So like going from like... what I would expect on my older generation Xeon processor would be like, 900 to 1.2 kilohash. I'm sorry, 500 to 600 hash. I would be hitting like 1.2 to 1.6 really unexpectedly. And then doing so with my Ryzen 7, same thing. It was like it was almost like centupled the amount of power that I had from... going from 1.2 kilohash to like 10 kilohash, like 11. And then throwing all of that at that, I've been throwing, I don't know, a good steady 14 kilohash at this algorithm through Hash Vault. And I'm literally raking in $1 a day, which I haven't seen this kind of mining in a while. Sure, it's a shitcoin, but like equal to fiat. Literally, like every 24 hours, I'm earning about $1.
You threw a lot of numbers at me, and that last one was the only one I really cared about, which was great.
Which one?
It's $1 a day. I'm wondering, like, why did they fork it? What was the intention here? Why did they switch away from Kryptonite Light?
Well, I think because the intention of the project was to do just that, allow for a lot of CPU power towards the algorithm itself, to kind of like allow for it to be mined easily. Like when you reach a block, you earn some, like, the whole pool earns some like 200,000, I think, is where it's at in its first generation. So like, it's just, it's funny because you do things fast in it. It's Turtle Coin, so you would think it would be slow, but it's actually really fast, unlocking blocks, etc.
And how many like maximum coins are there and stuff?
Oh, a lot. This is definitely comparable to something like Doge. Let me
over a billion coins, probably, for sure.
Yes, I would definitely say so.
So like, no one should definitely be tossing any money into there.
Oh, absolutely not. No, I'd say like if your power bill is exorbitant, like if you're paying more than 80 to 100 bucks a month and you're fucking mining less than 90 cents a day, it's definitely not worth it. And if you're going to throw money at it, fuck no. I wouldn't even trade for it. It would just, I'd say there's a really cool Discord dedicated to this coin. Join them. They give the money out freely as like a perk. It's super fun. I don't know, or hodl it. Hodl the fuck out of it, you know, see what happens. But definitely mine this shit, you know, add to their pool of effort.
So yeah, if anyone has a well-cooled CPU and like to waste some time and possibly make a small amount of crypto money in the process, Turtle Coin might be where it's at. That's what you're saying.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying right now. Wait, let me go to CoinMarketCap instead. I was going to TurtleCoin, or to the Hash Vault, just on, like, habit. But yeah, definitely from the fork, from hashing both coins at the, hashing, or rather, mining for both coins at the same time, to it, the algorithm changing, literally, like, 2 to 10 times the amount of power, or rather, 2 to 4 times rather the amount of reward I was getting out of.
What kind of social media stuff are they doing? Are they doing kind of like Reddit or Twitter?
No, I've only seen their presence really on Discord, and the only reason I know about it at all is because of Hash Vault, to be honest with you. But I haven't really seen anything else other than their website and their GitHub.
Is their website turtlecoin.lol?
Yes, it is. okay, so market cap is... Oh, maximum supply. What's 12 places? 12 zeros?
That's a lot.
Yeah. So like 6 zeros and a one, that's a million, right?
And then 3 more, that'd be a billion.
A billion, yeah. And
3 more.
That's a trillion. Billion. Yeah, so it's a trillion. Turtle coin, trillion. There you go. It's worth 0.00000002 BTC. It's actually down 11% today.
Wow. They do have a subreddit on Reddit.
Okay.
They do have a Satoshi Dice site, which I'm a big fan of all dice sites.
No! You're telling me I could play some Satoshi Dice with fucking Turtle Coin?
Yeah, you could gamble that shit right now.
Oh my god. Fuck.
It is on some apps like Blockfolio and stuff. It's already included in there. So, I mean, it does have a small holding. It's 2.2 thousand subscribers on their subreddit. Kind of small, but... And, awesome, following notification. Wow. Thanks there. I can't pronounce your name right. Ditsimrls. Just kidding. DTM RLZ. DTM Reels. The real DTM.
Down to Munch Reels.
Down to Munch Real Lesbians.
Real lesbian zombie.
Whoa. See?
Yeah.
Next level.
Next level.
But thank you.
I try, you know.
Anything to convince someone else to show up here, you know? That'd be really awesome.
Hell yeah.
But if not,
And all.
Whatever. You know, whatever.
Yeah, it's cool. We'll be here regardless.
Yeah.
Whether you show up or not, we'll be here regardless.
Yeah, we will torture the world and waste bandwidth and space.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Verbosely.
Oh, God. So.
Indeed, sir.
Indeed.
Yet again, another Wednesday.
Another Wednesday. Turtle coin.
Yeah, Turtle Coin, definitely hit it up.
Yeah.
What else are we forgetting? We're forgetting 21 Savage got released from ICE custody.
Yeah, free my boy.
Congratulations, 21 Savage. Just know that here at Verbose, we know that you're from fucking Hotland. Don't let those motherfuckers get to you.
Yeah, he's a millionaire. It'll probably all work out for him.
Right?
I mean, that's the American way, right? You got money. You got everything.
Got weed. Got money.
Oh, God. What have we done? What have we
Who
done?
Needs money? Who needs money, man?
Yeah, who needs money?
Money's for the birds.
Who needs money when you can waste internet bandwidth in space?
Bah. Space. Space.
Those are awesome facts.
Wouldn't it? It was good.
High quality.
We improved on that, actually. Just so you know. Oh, the other thing I wanted to discuss with you. How's that GDMU treating you?
Oh, it's pretty awesome. It's, you know, the little thing to make SD cards reading a Dreamcast. It loaded perfectly, easy to install. You know, turns my fucking Dreamcast from 1999 into a functional modern machine. Bought a 128 gig card so I can try to fit, you know, at least, you know, 115, 116 games on it. It's really impressive.
Straight out of China.
Yeah.
Reproduced in China, I would say, yes.
Dreamcast. Is a superior gaming system. It's the only gaming system that had docking, you know? And when you can put foreskins over each other, you know, that's, you know, you're in for a good time in video games.
Absolutely. And if it is encased in plastic and interconnects in such a way where you can also press buttons, the superior docking.
Superior docking. With screen. With screen.
If I bring my VMU over, can we dock?
Yeah. Yeah.
Hell yeah.
We can trade.
Hell yeah.
We can trade saves. AKA AIDS.
Yeah, I wonder if that happens. Like, you can get a VMU virus with them VMU AIDS.
Like, what if I just, like, name, like, a character AIDS, save it on my VMU, and then you copy that save file? Like, did you get AIDS from my VMU?
That's a good. Yes, that's so true, actually. Oh my God! Yes, we have to do this.
The things could happen in '99, but that couldn't happen now because of, you know, protection. And then they got firewalls and Xbox Live and PlayStation Network protecting your precious, you know, gaming genitalia.
I don't know, man. I bet you could still give someone AIDS with an Xbox One. There's got to be a way. Like, you play Fortnite or something, and then automatically you get AIDS.
Automatically AIDS. Oh, fuck. Shit, I played Fortnite accidentally today.
Oh, did you?
No, not really.
Oh, thank God.
But I got AIDS.
Right. But, or just, like, name an item. Like, something you would buy from the store, or from the in-app store, all cosmetic, name it AIDS, and then give it to someone else.
Yeah.
I bet we have to find a way to give each other AIDS in all the games.
Yeah, man AIDS.
That should be
man AIDS.
Man AIDS.
Man AIDS. Yeah.
Not the Gades.
Nope. Oh shit, Apex Legends. Oh, I've only watched like 30 seconds of gameplay, and I was like, God, this is stupid. Have you watched any?
No. Absolutely not. I don't even know what it is. I'm kind of scared, though. It's fucking lowest. It's new shit?
Yeah, it's what everyone's been playing and shit. It's like, if you go on Twitch right now, where we are streaming, and that's, like, most people are watching that shit.
Oh, my God.
It's this new game. Apex Legends. Hmm.
Speaking of new game.
Don't do it. It's drawing you in. It's like crack cocaine. It looks good, but then it'll fuck you up. Don't play Apex Legends.
Speaking of new game, Lois today bought me a game and basically all its DLC. Deep Space Waifu.
Shit, you're gonna have Memphis over?
No, but I need to find some way to give this to Memphis. He would love it.
He'd love it.
You would literally, like, shoot the panties off of waifus.
Yeah. It'd be awesome.
Yeah, you want to play? We should stream that. I was kind of thinking.
Yeah, we can make that the first video stream. The very first one.
The very first one?
Yeah.
Fucking waifus in space?
Yeah, waifus in space.
That might be good.
Yeah.
Or some, a shower with your dad simulator.
Ready, go. Screen share. I'm fucking switching this shit up. Here we go. Boom. Waifus in space.
What? Fuck. Don't do it. Space. You key, I'll miss it. Beer can.
Beer cans?
Beer can.
Hello, sir. Can I get a beer can?
Beer can. Oh, you want some bierken?
Yes, sir. I would like a cheeseburger with extra beer cans.
Is that your best Jamaican accent?
Yes, this is my best Jamaican accent. It's very authentic.
By the way, on the horn, Crafter.
Yeah.
A.K.A. Black... Black Killer Mike.
Yeah. And that's... Miles, a.k.a. Puerto Rican LP.
It's more like C-Mexican.
C-Mexicano.
Mm-hmm.
Odele.
But the true C-Mexicans are definitely the Maori in Hawaii. Or, I don't know, maybe Tonga, dude.
Yeah, let them in.
There's something about Tonga.
Let the Mexicans in. Let them all in. Every single one.
But how do we do that?
We just let them all in. Just tell them come here, and then I'm going to go there, and it's all going to be good. Like, Mexico's going to be so awesome. Like, we already fucked this shit up. We let corporations and governments dump pills and chemicals. Our frogs are gay. Like, we plastics and everything. Like, we fucked this shit up. Let's let them have it, and, like, let's take that. Let's trade.
Bro, I think you might be honest. This is almost as ingenious as, let's build the canal. Let's dig the canal. And that's almost on par with that. Oh. Trade land, dude.
You're kind of transformery. I'm sorry. Looks like you're having audio issues again. Yeah.
Oh, dear God.
There we go. Back in action.
Sorry about that. A little lapse in... technical difficulties, folks. But yeah, so like, you're onto something with this trading land, you know. Especially, yeah.
I want Mexico. So like, I don't care if they come here because I want Mexico. Got better beaches. They can grow more things. There's probably more oil because they haven't like drilled it all up yet and they haven't fracked it to shit like we did. I mean, they don't have California or Florida. I mean, or Texas.
Dude.
I mean, like, the positives are just outweigh the negatives. Like, wouldn't it be so much better just to leave this place behind and just, like, go to some place that's cooler? Yeah.
You had me at, like, it doesn't have Florida or California. I was like, oh, you got me there. And, yeah, more resources. Plus, they already have a wall between Guatemala and Mexico. It's perfect.
Yeah, we don't even have to build it.
Exactly. We don't even have to build the wall. There's already one there.
Shout out to who?
Tigres del Norte.
Shout out to Burrito Supreme out there at Taco Bell. Love you with hot sauce.
Tres veces un mojado.
Power to the brown.
Brown power? No, I don't think I can say that, huh?
Sure, why not? You just can't say white power. You can't say white power. Crossing the line.
That's can I say white power?
No. 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 Unacceptable.
What if I'm like white begats power? Or white tulip power?
No, that's too close. Can't pass the filters.
How about white knight power?
That might be good. That might pass.
Okay. White powder. Oh, yeah. Fuck.
Cocaina. White powder. Yeah.
I'm in love with the cocoa.
Clam chowder.
We were looking at that earlier. It's like where clam chowder comes from.
Clam chowder is
Stephanie Pearson.
I think clam chowder is the real white power. Like, that's where the power of white people comes from, is clam chowder. That's really it. That's the secret.
And if you eat New England clam chowder, that's how you know you're a person of color.
Really?
Not New England, Boston. Wait, what is it?
I eat clam chowder.
It's not
like
New
I just
England.
Got a DNA test.
I'm sorry.
I was like, oh, I'm 20% African. Like, this is awesome. I'm a prep.
No, bro.
Fuck you, asshole.
No.
You can't say that to me.
A clam chowder, if it's New England, clam chowder is white, so it makes you a white person. But, because that's the white power, right?
Yeah.
But, what's the other one that does the red hat? Manhattan clam chowder, I'm sorry. So if you eat that shit, you're a person.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's unfortunate for them.
That's all I eat, bro.
That's unfortunate. That soup sucks, I'm sure.
What makes you say that?
Like tomato and clam? Like, what the fuck, dude? Are you eating, like, a Kamado soup? Like, you're supposed to drink that. That's alcohol. That's not eat. It's drink.
You know what's fucked up, too? It's slightly creamy.
Dang. It's like a bisque.
Yeah, exactly. See, it sounds good, right? Tomato bisque with clam?
No. No.
Why not? Is that too brown person for you? That's not even brown. That sounds white person as fuck as I'm saying it.
You have transcended. I would like a martini dry. That's very ethnic of me.
Can I get a cosmopolitan? Because it sounds more ethnic. I believe they call it a Cosmo.
Potato soup for the win. Potato
soup. Potato soup. You feel that potato soup? For real?
He's Irish. Mm-hmm. He's Irish. Make fun of his heritage.
You got any Irish in you?
You want some?
You already fucking... You took that punchline, bitch. It's fucked up.
Ba-dum-ts.
Why is that?
The gay Israel, straight Palestine, bisexual Egypt. Come to straight from the interweb.
Verbose.xyz. Blah.
Legal ID.
Legal ID?
Yeah, like a radio station, like every 50 minutes, has to like broadcast their station name, their full station name. It's called Legal ID.
Oh, yeah.
Which is really weird. It's really weird, you know. Like, it's like, if people want to complain, you know, we don't want to have to record more than an hour.
Is that only FM or AM has to withhold those same standards?
Same thing.
Like shortwave.
Like, you ever listen to like football games on AM radio? I actually listened to this year's Super Bowl on AM radio for a little part of it, and it was like,
okay.
And we're now taking a break for radio stations to legal ID.
Interesting. I've listened to a lot of hockey on AM radio. Hockey is awesome to listen to. Especially if you got a good announcer, just like scribing the, I don't know.
Have you ever read anything about AM radio and read about how awesome it is and how it like bounces off the ionosphere and like the distance you can send AM radio? Like, it's like hundreds and hundreds of miles.
Oh my god.
Like possibly even around the globe with enough like power.
That's awesome.
I mean, AM and radio AM is crazy old school technology too.
Hmm. And FM, the only increase, it was a decrease in distance, but an increase in quality.
Yeah, and it's more like direct, like line of sight.
Hmm.
I mean, it's still based on how much power you're broadcasting out, and it's not really like direct line of sight, like, but it's pretty much.
Interesting. So AM radio more bounces off things.
Yeah, it bounces off the ionosphere, like off the atmosphere.
Holy shit, bro. That's crazy. Reaches so many people.
Yeah.
So if you needed to broadcast... Well, isn't shortwave even farther than that?
I'm not sure.
Something to Google later.
Yeah.
But yeah, the idea of being able to reach that many people is amazing.
Yeah.
You know? It's like a testament to old technologies just kind of don't die. People still kind of reach those things out.
Yeah.
I listen to the radio basically every day.
I once met a guy who like set up like a modem to broadcast over AM radio. It was like 9600 baud, but it worked. He also used a CB radio and did the same thing as well. With Linux.
Verbose.xyz coming to you on the AM radio. Pirate style. I don't know, man. I don't know if you could get away with that. Like, especially in a busy city. Well, not even a city, because those stations are so far away, AM, you know?
Yeah. Probably not, though. Like, probably not. You'd probably get tracked down relatively quickly if you were in a residential area. Like, they could track down the source of those waves, probably with some kind of meter.
The only pirate radio that I've ever seen truly existing was in San Francisco in the Mission District. There's this cafe there called the Black Cat Cafe. They got a pirate radio station.
How far away does it work from? Like, just immediate there? Like, how big of an antenna do they put up?
It's not very big, and I think it's just the neighborhood.
Oh.
Yeah. But knowing these days, they're probably all internet radioed out.
Yeah, internet radio kind of killed the radio, which is sad. Like, it was like a physical format, and it became like kind of lost in like overwhelming amount of producers.
I still listen to some internet radio. Wait, you're saying it killed radio?
Yeah, well, like broadcast radio, like, you know, like, and it was like a unique format, and it was about, you know, like, you know, close physical space almost. Like, you would listen to, you know, like, I don't know. I think it had a more human quality. Like, in the sense of, like local community. And like, radio now is only listened to, like, in vehicles.
Yeah, that's true. You don't really listen to the radio for, like, news or events.
Yeah.
But, I don't know, in the car it's very useful, because traffic, you got a little bit of news, and fucking the worst pop music ever. It's enough to entertain you for life. I feel good sometimes, I don't. I can't do this shit on my own.
Whoa.
might go down like G-O-D.
Ay. Ay.
Can you believe fucking Drake won a Grammy for that shit, dude?
That's insane. That's really low standards. It's really low standards.
It is, man. Fucking low-ass standards, you know? Like, I think the only kind of consolation in all of that is his acceptance speech being like, you know, if you're a local guy just making it and people are fucking coming out and paying their hard-earned money to go to your show, you don't need a Grammy, you already made it. And I think that I kind of interpret that statement like, you know, fuck this shit, it's obviously rigged, I'm gonna win this shit every time because I'm the chosen half black half Jewish man. And
And us goyim better get in line.
Exactly. Exactly. Exactly.
The joys of modern media.
What the fuck is mumble rap? But getting back to Drake, fucking fuck that guy.
Fuck that guy.
Oh goddamn. Where'd you get that emoji, DTM? That shit's But yeah, free bleeding, man. Are you free bleeding right now?
Free bleeding? No. You got a
I
cork
know
in
I
it?
am.
No.
Do
No.
you? I free bleed, bro.
It's free bleeding.
I also believe in Himalayan rock salt putting positive ions into the air, creating a better, happier environment in your immediate area. It's like the prehistoric AM radio.
And I recommend people buy the same thing because they look like cool Indiana Jones Temple of Doom rocks. If you want a cool Indiana Jones Temple of Doom rock, you know, like get one of those salt lamps because it looks cool, looks just like Indiana Jones. You know, you don't got to worry about, you know, ions, just worry about Indiana Jones.
Fucking, I broke mine, dude. The
What?
bulb in it was too pointy. And when I moved it around, it crushed the bulb. The bulb was too tall for how shallow the inside of the rock is, yeah.
Oh,
I'm gonna
so
have to lick the inside a little bit to like open it up for the bulbs I got.
I thought like you broke your salt. Like, oh man, you better season some steaks with
I
that
know, right, dude?
shit.
Yeah, fucking A. Absolutely. I would have just like, yeah, throw that shit in a grinder, boom, we good to go. That's kind of cool though, you know? Like shit hits the fan and like you have to have goods and things to like trade and barter with. You got a big old chunk of salt like that, dude. You can make someone's day, bro. Like, fuck, I've been traveling for so long. I've been eating this, bullshit, like rabbits that I've been catching and shit. Wish I had a little bit of salt. Well, here you go, homie. Let me break you off a chunk. Hell yeah. Fucking, did you ever think the apocalypse was gonna happen?
I kind of hope it does still, you know?
Do you?
I hope Hillary Clinton is elected in 2020 and it brings apart the apocalypse and I get to eat canned food for the rest of my days.
Hell yeah. Would you live off of Alex Jones products? Like he's got, food stable or long-term storable food,
I
You could
think it's a bad idea. Like Alex Jones probably is the guy who's part of Agenda 21 at the UN. Probably is.
And he's serving you bunk shit so that you die.
Yep. And he's a demon rapist, pedophile, devil worshipper.
Interdimensional child molester.
Yes, those
He
things.
is
Word to Alex
the
Jones.
things. He is the thing that he hates.
Yep. That's why he knows. He's like, I know these people are. I was fucking there.
He was there at Bohemian Grove because he was being inducted. Oh shit, the plot thickened.
Dun 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 dun.
Alex Jones, if you watch this, you're an amazing man. I would love to build you a computer cluster so you can host your shit. Hit me up. Fuck him. Well, I've had fun tonight.
Yeah.
DTM, I hope you had fun hanging out on the fucking chat. Really appreciate you being here. Crafter, it's always a pleasure. I look forward to next week. And as always, the gay is real, straight Palestine, and bisexual Egypt.
Yeah. Word to Alex Jones.
Word up, Alex Jones. Fuck.
Yep.
Oh yeah, and word up, Twitch.
Yeah.
We here for now.
That's great.
We here for now, Twitch.
Thanks.
Bro.
And we gone.